Now, it's live UWA Tiger play-by-play on your flagship station for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pruitt Hall here on the campus of the University of West Alabama for this Gulf South Conference men's basketball game. We've got about 4 minutes until we tip things off here. We are hosting Delta State in this GSC game. I am Mark Gillum. I will be bringing you play-by-play, and I'm joined with my good friend Daniel Tully. Tully will be bringing color commentary tonight. This will be the second time that these two teams have faced each other. And the first game was on December 4th, Saturday, at 4 p.m. Final score is 62-55. And tonight we're looking at the rematch. And again, as we mentioned earlier with the women's game, it was a very big matchup from the point of conference standings and where and who the women's teams will play. Now, tonight this is a big game because West Alabama is currently tied with Union in conference play 14-4. Both teams knotted up. West Alabama has the advantage with an overall record of 21-5 to Union is 20-6. But West Alabama trying to keep their hopes alive in sharing a win of this conference title with only two games left tonight. Or I should say on the schedule. One of the games tonight being against Delta State. Delta State's 9-9 on the season in conference play, 10-14 overall. And just like the women's team, they are a very able team in terms of winning. So you're going to have to expect the Tigers to bring their A game if the Tigers are looking to secure a win. Now, the Tigers did win the previous matchup with a score of, if I can find it, I'm sorry, they lost on December 4th, 55-62. Now, the Tigers looking to change that here at home, using the home court advantage with a packed-out stadium so far here in Pruitt Hall. Tonight, a big game, as I mentioned, and we've been advertising it all across campus, so a lot of the students showing up, hopefully, to support the Tigers and be active, as the student body usually is, and try to give us an advantage, which, you know, is usually the point of having home court. If you don't know, the Tigers have already secured a spot in the with a home playoff appearance, which is going to be next Tuesday, March the 1st, and it's going to be a home game. That's big because it's a home game. After that, if the Tigers win, they will move on to play the Final Four conference play in at Samford near Birmingham. But tonight, as we take things day by day, their matchup is Delta State, and they're looking to secure a win. With 10 seconds left, shoot-around is starting to end. The officials are shaking the coaching staff's hands. Players are heading towards their benches to get ready for starting lineups. And we are going to get things started off here in just a second with lineups for Delta State. Delta State is coached by Mike Nanaber, which is his third season, graduating from Mississippi College in 1977. Last game, Delta State lost 70-86 against Montevallo. And the Tigers, coached by your very own Nick Woodruff, in his second season, graduating from Muskingum in 2009. They unfortunately lost last game against Union, 66-87. So the Tigers, coming off a loss, in the words of Coach Nick Woodruff, are going to be antsy and looking to secure a win here. So we're going to see if, coming off a loss like that, the Tigers can bounce back and use that as positive reinforcement and energy in this game tonight against Delta State. And we have the starting lineups in from both teams, so we'll go over that now. For Delta State, getting the start will be number one at guard, 6'4", 175-pound sophomore from Cleveland, Mississippi, Lee Cotton. And number two at forward, 6'6", 195-pound sophomore from Holly Grove, Arkansas, Malik Cartwright. And number five, Aaron Brooks. He plays forward, 6'6", 205 senior from Phenix City, Alabama. And then number 22, Casey Walker Gregg. He's a 6-foot guard, 170-pound junior from Bronx, New York. And then number 25, Keelan Dietrich. He is a 6-foot-1 guard, 165-pound freshman from Cincinnati, Ohio. That's Delta State's starting lineup. And now for West Alabama's starting lineup. It consists of number 00, Shardarian Allen, the 6-foot-4 junior from Bolton, Mississippi. Shardarian Allen, he plays forward for the Tigers. And number 2, Justin Allison. Allison, the 6-foot guard junior from Pelham, Alabama. And then it's number 4, Robert Davis. He plays guard, the 6-foot-2 senior from Clinton, Mississippi. And then at forward, the 6-foot-4 junior from Montevallo, Alabama, number 5, Tay Smith. And also number 55 at guard, the 5-foot-5 junior from Dallas, Texas, Courtrick Miles, gets to start for West Alabama. Courtrick Miles, Justin Allison, Shadarian Allen, Robert Davis, and Tay Smith. They are the 5 we have grown to know and love. Well, we love them all, but being a little biased there, Mark. We love all the guys. So it looks like jumping for Delta State will be number 5, Aaron Brooks. Brooks is a 6-foot-6 guard, Looks like he's going to be jumping. And Delta State's got 2 of the best duo in the GSC in Brooks and Cartwright. And so actually it'll be Cartwright and Courtrick Miles. These two teams have already met this season. And they met 4 times last year during the COVID season, so they are very familiar with each other. Courtrick and Cartwright give a little fist bump in midcourt. Our head official brings the ball to center court. And the ball is in the air. Tip-off is controlled by Delta State. Aaron Brooks came out of nowhere to get it, and immediately a backcourt violation is called as Aaron Brooks got a little confused there. He got the ball, and he threw it to his teammate, Casey Walker-Gregg, and then they called the backcourt. So that will be Tiger basketball. And we are now officially underway. Justin Allison gives it to Shadarian Allen. He gives it to Tay Smith to Allison. Allison, top of the key. Dribbles it left side, right side now. Entry pass to Tay Smith on the block. The layup, it's good. Walker Gregg has it. Gets it right side to Brooks. Brooks, right wing, up top to Cartwright. Cartwright, left side pass goes to Cotton. Cotton, up top to Dietrich. Dietrich, back to Cotton. The 3 in the corner, no good. Rebound controlled by Courtrick Miles. Miles gives it ahead to Allison. And Allison crosses midcourt. West Alabama in their home white jerseys with red numbers, red letters. Shadarian Allen with it. The quick jump shot, and it's good. The quick 4-0 start for the Tigers here in the first 50 seconds of the game.
And like I quickly harped on, using that loss a few days ago to bring positive energy, as you can see, the quick start by the Tigers.
Casey Walker-Gregg's got it, top of the key. Working against Courtrick Miles. Takes the pass, left side to Brooks. Entry pass to Cartwright. Left short corner. He goes to work against Tay Smith. Cartwright, the layup, it's good. 4-2 now. West Alabama leads it, 18:43 to go here in the opening half. Allison's got it, right wing. Gives it to Courtrick Miles. Turnaround, quick jump shot, no good. Rebound, Aaron Brooks. Brooks gives it to Walker Gregg. He has it on the right wing. Dribbles, top of the arc. Stops, right side, pass goes to Cotton. Cotton, right side pass to Cartwright. Right short corner. Goes to work against Tay Smith. Cartwright kicks it outside to Cotton. Cotton, the 3 ball is up, and he knocks it down. 4-5, Delta State leads it. 18-10 remaining in the first half.
You can already see the chemistry between some of these teammates with Delta State.
Allison on the left wing now. Picks up his dribble to Courtrick. Miles, right side to Allen. Allen, right wing. Shot clock at 15. Up top to Smith. Smith to Allison. Allison, left wing. At 10, at 9, he drives in against Dietrich. Your layup is up and no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And they'll say Delta State basketball.
It should have been called out of bounds when it went up high on the backboard. But Delta State getting the ball back there anyways.
So Walker Gregg has it for Delta State. He crosses midcourt. Delta State leads at 5-4. Dietrich up top to Brooks. Right side to Cartwright. Cartwright drives in. Kicks it outside to Walker Gregg, to Dietrich, left wing, back to Walker Gregg. He drives in,
And the skip pass to the corner, Brooks the three ball, and he knocks that one down to put Delta State up 8-4.
This is a very capable shooting team, as we can see right now.
Allison, top of the arc to Davis. Davis on the right wing. Dribbles it. Entry pass to Miles. He pump fakes, goes up. No call. Picked up by Dietrich. Dietrich ahead to Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg drives in. Left side. Stops. The jump shot. Knocks it down. 10-4. Delta State leads it by 6.
Wow.
Robert Davis crosses midcourt. Dribbles it left side to Smith. Smith on the left wing. Up top to Miles. Miles, entry pass to Allen. Allen kicks it outside to Allison. The right wing three. It's good. 10-7 now. Delta State leads it. Brooks has it top of the arc to Walker Gregg. Right wing now. Looking. Gives it to Brooks. Brooks, right short corner. Right corner, excuse me. Drives in. Spins around against Allen. On the block. Lost it. Got it back. Kicks it outside to Cotton. Shot clock at 10. Cotton. Left side to Cartwright. Cartwright, top of the arc. To the corner, Walker Gregg, the three. No good. Airballed it. Picked up by Brooks. The layup, it's up and good. 12-7 lead for Delta as Miles drives in. The floater, no good. Cartwright, the rebound to Walker Gregg. He crosses midcourt. The skip pass to Cotton in the corner. The three, no good. Rebound, Shadarian Allen.
Coach Woodruff a little upset that there was a no call for Miles on that last possession.
Allison's got it top of the arc. Shot clock at 16 to Davis. Davis right wing to Miles. Miles cross court to Allison. The three in the corner. No good. Rebound picked up by Lee Cotton. To Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg crosses midcourt. Top of the arc. Right wing. Next dead ball will be a media timeout. Cartwright right short corner. Backing down the post against Tate Smith. Cartwright kicks it outside to Walker Gregg. The three, it's up. Knocks it down. 15-7, Delta State leads it by 8. Robert Davis crosses midcourt for West Alabama. Right side to Allison. Allison, right wing. Up top to Allen. Allen, left side to Smith. The left wing three, and he knocks it down. 15-10 now with 14:50 to go in the first half. Walker Gregg has it left wing. We got a good crowd here at Pruitt Hall for this GSC game. Up top to Dietrich. Dietrich pivots. Left side to Cartwright. Cartwright spins around. Kicks it outside to the corner to Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg back to Cartwright. Back to Walker Gregg. He drives in. Pump fakes to Cartwright. Cartwright on the block. Turns around. Goes up. No call. Picked up by Robert Davis. Davis going the other way with it. Right side to Allen. Right wing. In the corner, jump shot's up, no good. Rebound controlled by Aaron Brooks. And so Walker Gregg crosses midcourt. I think these teams need a dead ball or something to catch their breath. Walker Gregg, left side to Cartwright. He drives in, the layup, it's up, no good. Rebound Courtrai Miles. Going the other way now. Miles, top of the arc. Drives in right side. He goes up. The layup, no good. Gets his own rebound. Pump fakes, goes up. Good. 15-12. 13:48 to go. Now an official's timeout.
Looks like number 5, Brooks, took a shot to the face on that rebound by Courtrai.
And so that'll bring us to our media timeout. West Alabama trails Delta State here at Pruitt Hall in Livingston, Alabama. 15-12 with 13:48 to go in the first half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here on the campus of West Alabama. Shadarian Allen is still in the game. Thought he checked out, but he didn't. Walker Gregg has it. Looks like we've got Minter is now in for Delta State. That's the only substitution change. And he's got the ball on the right wing. Up top to Cartwright. Right side to Walker Gregg. The entry pass to Cartwright. On the right block. He goes to work. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it out to Walker Gregg. Shot clock at 10 to Cartwright. Cartwright right block. Turns around. The hook shot's up. And no good, but he is fouled by Tay Smith. And Mark, I got to say, I kind of enjoy it when you see some of these schools that don't have, you know, the same uniform shoes. You get to kind of see these different players and the different shoes that they wear, kind of rep their shoe game, if you will, as Delta has some very interesting shoes on the night. And a missed free throw in those interesting shoes. So West Alabama trails by 4, 13-18 to go in the first half. Allison's got it top of the key. Left wing now. Up top to Davis. Davis drives in. The floater, no, the Miles, the lob, and he lays it in for 2. That's a nice pass by Davis.
That was a pass. Davis wouldn't dare miss a shot that bad. But.
Walker Gregg's got it. Crosses midcourt. 13 remaining in the first half. 16-14, Delta State leads. Walker Gregg to Dietrich. Dietrich, top of the arc, to Cartwright. Cartwright, the entry pass. The layup is up and good by Lee Cotton to make the score 18-14. Robert Davis crosses midcourt for West Alabama. Delta State in their road green jerseys with white numbers and white letters with Delta State across the front. Smith to Davis. Excuse me. Allison has it to Allen. Allen, right wing. Up top to Miles. At 10 to Allen. Right wing, 3 balls up. No good. Rebound controlled by Delta. Lee Cotton has it on the block. Brings it back out. Resets things here. He gives it to Minter. Minter in the corner to Dietrich. Dietrich gives it to Cartwright. Cartwright, left wing. And he drives against Smith. Kicks it out to the corner to Minter in the corner. The 3 is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Tay Smith. What a block out by Tay Smith.
That was impressive.
So Allison's got it. Top of the arc. Allison dribbles it left side to Miles. To Smith. To Allen. Right wing. To Miles. Right short corner. This is where he likes it. The jump shot's up. It's good. 18-16. 11:45 remaining in the first half. West Alabama trails Delta State by 2. Walker Gregg gives it left side. Up top to Cartwright. Cartwright. And a offensive foul is called away from the ball. Looks like they got Minter with the foul. And so now that brings us to our next media timeout as West Alabama trails Delta State 18-16 here from Pruitt Hall in Livingston, Alabama. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Hubbub, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
And welcome back here to Pruitt Hall on the campus of West Alabama. A bit of a clarification. Some people a little confused why Tay Smith on that last Tiger possession did not get called for a backcourt violation. The terms for a backcourt violation state that a player has to fully cross the half-court line before he is unable to go back across half-court. Now, that consists of both feet and the ball itself. So when Tay was bringing the ball across the court, he only actually went across with one foot. Both feet did not go across the half-court line, giving Tay the ability to walk or, you know, kind of tightrope walk that half-court line. So he didn't fully commit to going across. And that is why that was not called a violation. As C.J. Melton has checked in now for the Tigers, and the ball is given to Justin Allison, who brings the ball up across half-court at the top of the key. He's going to pass it to CJ on the left wing. Back to Tay Smith to the top of the key. Allison on the right wing. Looking at Allen down low. Back to Tay at the top of the key. Courtridge Miles on the left wing. Goes down low to Shadarian Allen, and they're going to be fouled on the entry pass. So it's going to be on the floor, and it's going to be against Delta State. Not sure who, but it's going to be Tiger ball underneath the basket.
Looks like they got Lee Cotton with the foul. Miles has it in the corner. Up top to Smith. Smith right side to Allen. Allen's got it right wing. Left side to Tay Smith. The three ball's up, and he knocks that one down. 19-16, West Alabama leads it by one. 11 to go in the first half.
He is a shooter. You have to guard him.
That's his second three of the night. As Walker Gregg, excuse me, left side to Brooks. Brooks, left wing, working against Allen. Drives in, spins around, on the block now. Turnaround fadeaway jump shot, no good. Rebound, Courtrai Miles. Miles going the other way with it. Crosses midcourt, left side to Tate Smith. He steps into a three ball, it's up, no good. Rebound, C.J. Melton. Melton lost it, picked up by Dietrich. He's going the other way. Left side pass to Walker Gregg on the left wing. Up top to Cotton. Cotton drives in left side. The layup, it's up, and he's fouled by Shadarian Allen.
Tiger's not happy that there was no whistle on that offensive possession. Tigers still lead by one, 19-18 is your score.
So Lee Cotton at the charity stripe. Kaven Hill set to check into the game after the first free throw. Cotton, the first one is up, and it's good. Ties the game up at 19. And Shadarian Allen checks out. He's got one foul, 2 points, one rebound, four assists Shadarian Allen's got. Didn't realize that. And so Cotton at the foul line, sets in. Second one's up, and no good. In and out. Courtrai Miles for rebound. That is Miles' sixth rebound of the game. Allison has it right side. We're tied up at 19 with 10-10 to go here in the first half. Miles has it top of the arc. Miles steps back. The three ball is up, and he knocks that one down with a hand in his face. 22-19, Tiger lead.
They're going to rule that a two.
Oh, man. Walker Gregg, right wing, top of the key, dribbles it left side. The entry pass to Cartwright. Cartwright spins around, the layup, it's up, no good. Rebound, Tay Smith. Smith gives it to Miles. Miles going the other way with it, crosses midcourt, right side. On the right wing now to Allison, top of the arc, right wing now. Allison drives in, stops under the basket, the pump fake, the layup, no good. Rebound, Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks gives it to Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg driving on the right side. Stops to Cartwright. And he drives in left side. The layup, he's fouled. Fouled by Tay Smith.
And that is a hard player to guard. He's very strong, as you can see there. Smith only, his only option was basically to foul him there.
And so Cartwright sits in. First one, it's up, no good.
And we're going to credit that miss to the student fan base here. As Sumter County's very own Calvin Finch checks into the game.
And Cartwright sets in, the second one's up, no good. Folks, Pruitt Hall is loud right now.
That is very loud, Mark.
They know what's on the line. Allison. Top of the key, right side to Kaven Hill, to Miles, top of the arc, left side to Allison. Allison, up top to Miles, the three, it's up, and no good, rebound C.J. Melton. Melton, out to Allison, left wing, driving in. Cross court pass to Kaven Hill, the three, it's up, it's good. 24-19, Tiger lead, 8:54 to go in the first half.
Mark, I don't know if you saw, but I had my fingers up for 3 points as soon as Kaven caught the ball.
Walker Gregg, top of the key, dribbles it right side. To Brooks. Brooks left wing, three, it's up. Can't answer with the three. Courtrai Miles rebound. Tigers going the other way with it. Courtrai left wing, driving, brings it back out, drives back in. And he goes up, count the basket and the foul. Courtrai Miles puts the Tigers on his back. Tigers lead 26-19 with 8:30 to go in the first half.
You cannot give him that much open court. Kortrick Miles one-on-one is almost unguardable. And when you see him in front of the basket and it's just one-on-one, he is going to make you pay.
Miles sits in. The free throw is up. It's good. 27-19, 8:30 to go. Miles, 10 points, 8 rebounds in 11 minutes of game.
Wow.
So Walker Gregg has it top of the key. Dribbles it left side. The pass to Cartwright. Cartwright, left wing. Hands it off to Walker Gregg. Right side to Brooks. Entry pass to Cartwright. He spins around, pivots. On the block, kicks it out to Dietrich. Long three ball, it's up. No good, but he is fouled by Justin Allison.
I'm not sure how that's a foul. I don't know if Allison made contact with his hand on the follow through, but that was a beautiful contest by Justin Allison.
As Dietrich, his first free throw. He missed it. Sets in for the second one. Excuse me, he made the first one. And the second one, he makes it. 27-21. Robert Davis checks in. Justin Allison checks out. Tiger lineup, Kevin Hill, C.J. Melton, Calvin Finch, Kortrick Miles, and Robert Davis. Dietrich sets in. Second free throw, it's up, and it's good. 27-22 with 8:05 remaining in the game in the first half. C.J. Melton crosses midcourt. On the left wing now. Up top to Robert Davis. Davis has it right side, working against Dietrich. To Miles, right short corner. And pass goes to Melton. Shot clock at 8. He pump fakes the layup, no good. And rebound controlled by Melton. Melton brings it out. Tigers have a fresh 20. Robert Davis has it left wing now. Shot clock at 10. Davis drives in, spins around. The floater, it's up. It's good. 29-22, 7:24 remaining in the first half.
C.J. Melton's hands must be a magnet right now because he is grabbing every rebound that comes off the rim.
He's got 3 and 4 minutes to play. Cartwright has it top of the key to Cotton. Cotton, right side, top of the key to Cartwright. Cartwright drives in right side, stops, spins around, layup, no good. Kortrick Miles just came down with his 9th rebound of the first half. Miles, right side, driving in. The floater, no good. I believe that it was...
I don't know how they're calling that. Delta State's ball when it was blocked. I think we're going to have a change of call here. Yes, and it's going to be Tiger's ball.
As Calvin Finch gives the official a fist pump. Sumter County's finest, Calvin Finch.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a break. We've got immediate timeout with 6:50 to go in the first half. West Alabama leads at 29-22. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall, where West Alabama has a 29-22 lead over Delta State. Shadarian Allen set to trigger it in, and he gets it into Melton. Melton on the right wing. Melton dribbles it, gives it to Davis. Davis, right short corner, goes to work against Dietrich. Being double-teamed to Allen on the block. He pump fakes. Pump face again. Left-handed layup. Up and good.
31-22. Tigers lead it by 9.
Brooks, left side to Dietrich. Dietrich, left wing. Entry pass to Brooks, drives baseline. On the block, goes up, and count the basket and the foul. Tough layup by Aaron Brooks. That was impressive. And that will end 6 minute and 14 scoring drought, or field goal drought, I should say, that Delta State had. And so now the score is 31-24 with 6:17 to go. So Brooks sets in at the charity stripe. He is from Phoenix City, Alabama. The first one, it's up. It's good. 31-25, 6:17 to go. Kaven Hill inbounds it to Robert Davis, and he gives it to C.J. Melton. Melton crosses midcourt, top of the key. Kyle's out to play. Dribbles it right side to Kaven Hill. Hill, right side to Finch. Finch, left side to Davis. Davis, left wing, being double-teamed now. To Allen. Allen, right side to Hill. Hill, the three, it's up, and no good. Oh, my gosh. He almost knocked that one down, but he didn't.
I'm not sure how that wasn't a foul.
So Walker Gregg on the left wing for Delta State. Stops, entry pass to Cartwright, and it's blocked by Calvin Finch. Sumter County's finest goes up. Davis to Allen. Layup, it's up, no good. Ball is controlled by Aaron Brooks to Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg on the right wing now for Delta State. Cross-court pass to Dietrich. The three, it's up. No good. Rebound goes to Kaven Hill.
That was some block.
Calvin Finch got up there. As we have seen time and time again today, this year.
No layup is safe when Calvin Finch is on the floor.
So Melton hands it off to Allen. To Finch. Finch, top of the arc. Shoot it, Calvin. Left side to Kaven Hill. Hill to Allen. Allen, left side, drives in at 6. Shot clock at 5. Davis, the 3 ball, it's up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball with a fresh 20 seconds on the shot clock. And Coltrane Miles and Justin Allison will check back into the game. They will get C.J. Melton. C.J. Melton and Robert Davis.
Trying to add a bit more offensive firepower.
So, Miles has it right short corner, and he goes to work against Cartwright. To Allison, wide open three, it's up. No good. Rebound goes into the hands of Cartwright, and he gives it to Walker Gregg. Top of the key, entry pass to Brooks, and his layup is up and good to make it 31-27. And so, 4:32 to go here in the first half. Tigers lead us 4. Tigers haven't scored in the last 2 minutes. Allison right wing to Finch, top of the arc to Allen. Allen to Hill. Hill left wing to Allen. Entry pass to Finch. Left short corner. The jump shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Justin Allison. He drives in to Allen. And now it's going to be stolen by Walker Gregg. Throws it ahead to Lee Cotton, but it's picked off by Justin Allison, the free safety. He's driving in. And he throws it to Hill, right corner, to Allison. Allison, all alone, jump shot, it's good.
That was quite the turn of events.
I don't know how Allison got so open right under the basket in that situation. But it's a 6-point Tiger lead with 3:40 to go in the first half. Walker Gregg on the left wing. Up top to Cartwright. Cartwright. Hands it off to Lee Cotton. Cotton driving in left side, and it's going to be stolen by Coltrane Miles. Throws it ahead to Allen, and Allen flushes it home. 35-27, 3:23 to go. Walker Gregg on the right wing. Pruitt Hall on its feet. Cartwright right wing. He drives in, working against Calvin Finch. Cartwright on the block. Goes to work, spins around, the layup, air balls it, rebound, goes out of bounds, and they'll say Delta basketball. And so that brings us to our final media timeout of the first half, and we're going to take a short break. West Alabama leads Delta State 35-27 with 3 minutes to go here in the first half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on SWI 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here in Livingston, Alabama. West Alabama has a 35-27 lead over Delta State. And so, it'll be Delta State basketball. Inbounding it will be Walker Gregg for Delta State. And he gets the ball on the S of Tigers on the baseline here at Pruitt. Walker Gregg looking. Inbounds it to Brooks. Brooks, right wing. Working against Allen. Shot clock at 5, at 4, at 3. Turnaround, jump shot, air balls it. Picked up by Allison. He's going the other way. Crosses midcourt. Drives in. Oh, my gosh. Lost it. Got it back. Driving in again. Kicks it outside the hill. The 3. It's up. No good. Rebound, Aaron Brooks. If Kevin Neal hit that, the roof would have exploded at Pruitt Hall.
And that, those are the shots that he does hit, Mark.
Minter has it for Delta State. Dribbles it, hands it off to Minter. Excuse me, Walker Gregg, top of the key. Stops, left side to Dietrich, left wing 3, it's up, and he knocks that one down. Big shot by Dietrich. So Tigers lead it 35-30 with 2:14 to go here in the first half. Allison to Finch, top of the key. Hands it off to Allen. Allen on the left wing. Allen. Drives in, stops, steps back, jump shot, no good. That's a bad shot.
I agree.
Walker Gregg, right wing, driving in. Drives in to the corner to Dietrich. The 3 in the corner, no good. Rebound controlled by Minter. And he gives it to Brooks. Left wing 3, deep 3, no good. Rebound controlled by Quartrip Miles. Miles comes down with his 10th rebound of the game, and that gives him a double-double. Ooh. And he drives in left side, reverse layup, and no good. Calvin Finch is there to clean it up to make it 39-30. And now we've got a timeout taken by head coach Dick Woodruff. Excuse me, the score is 37-30. I said 39-30. So Tigers have a 7-point lead, and this will be a full timeout, so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a quick 30 seconds. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall. West Alabama has a 7-point lead here over Delta State in the first half. We've got 90 seconds remaining. 89 if you want to be very specific. So Lee Cotton set to inbound it. Tigers are applying a little full court pressure here. Something we don't see that often. And they'll back off, so we won't get to see it right now. Walker Gregg crosses midcourt. Right side pass goes to Brooks. Brooks up top to Minter. Minter top of the key. And an offensive foul is called. I believe they got it on number 5, Aaron Brooks. And they do. And that'll be his first foul of the game. CJ Milton inbounds it to Justin Allison. Allison walking the ball up the court. 1:12 remaining here in the first half. Allison, left side, brings it back up, top of the key. Right side now, hands it off to Robert Davis. To Finch. Finch, left side to Miles. Miles, the lob to Finch. Oh, my gosh! Go up, Calvin Finch! Go up! 39-39 point lead.
And I think the entire gym is on their feet right now.
They're not standing as tall as Calvin Finch, I can tell you that much.
Nobody is, Mark.
Lee Cotton has the top of the key, working against Davis. Kicks it outside to Walker Gregg. Top of the key now. Shot clock at 11. Minter, left side. Up top to Cotton at 8. He drives in right side. The lob, layup, it's good. Not a lob, the layup. 39-32, 23 to go. Tigers will hold for the final shot of this possession.
Let's run that same play we ran last time.
That was the first time I've seen that. That might make ESPN's top 10, Mark.
Allison on the right wing, working against Dietrich at 5, at 4, and now a foul is issued on Dietrich. And
I'm not sure, maybe free throws?
Team foul?
Free throws, maybe? No. Side out.
So Kevin Hill will check in for C.J. Melton. Kevin Hill is checking in this situation. I feel like you kind of know what's coming.
That quick draw three that Kevin Hill is a sharp shooter at, and Delta State knows it.
And Calvin Finch checks out. Calvin gets an applause from the crowd. Entry pass to Allen, to Hill. Hill, pump fakes, at 2, the 3, it's up. No good. That'll do it for the first half as we head to halftime. Tigers are on top, 39-32 against Delta State. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to look at some halftime team and individual stats as well as some of the games going on in GSC play today. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 1049.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are back here at halftime of the UWA Tigers and the Delta State men's basketball game. Currently the score is 39-32. Tigers lead after a very exciting first half, ending with a highlight play by Calvin Finch jumping out of the gym to bring the roof down. But we're going to go over some of the individual stats real quick. Quick team comparison. Field goal percentage-wise, Delta State shooting 41% to the Tigers 43%. And a very impressive number from the Tigers, where Delta State is shooting 11 of 27. The Tigers are shooting 17 of 40. And what stands out here is the amount of attempts. The Tigers have attempted 13 more shots. And this is something that Delta State's going to have to keep their eyes on, because the more attempts you get, the more likely it is that you score. So if I'm Delta State, I'm definitely going to speak to my players about limiting the amount of shots that the Tigers are getting up right now. Either way, impressive numbers by the Tigers, putting up 40 attempts in the first half. And then they are exactly identical from downtown, both shooting 31%, both on 4 of 13 from 3. Free throw percentage, this is another interesting stat. Delta State is shooting 60%, where they've gone to the line 6 times, and they've gone to the line 10 times and made 6 of them, shooting 60%. Tigers have only been to the line once. They are 1 of 1. So Delta State has 9 more attempts than the Tigers, but trail by 7. Delta State also has 3 more turnovers, leading 5 turnovers to 2. Points off turnovers. Tigers are running away with this one right now. Tigers have 11 points off of those 5 turnovers, where Delta State only has 3 points off the Tigers' 2 turnovers. Tigers are killing Delta State on the boards. 26 rebounds to 16. And, I mean, Kortrick Miles has 10 rebounds by himself in the first half. And then you've got players like C.J. Melton who come in and have 3, 4, 5 rebounds in less than 10 minutes. It's just rebound after rebound for the Tigers, which obviously you can tell in the field goals attempts because they're getting so many rebounds, they're getting more shot attempts. Tigers lead 2 blocks to 1. Both teams have 2 steals. And the Tigers leading in the assist column, 12 assists to 7. So the Tigers just overall performing better all around. Now, Delta State is still in this. They're only down 7. And assuming they can limit some of these turnovers and especially some of the points off turnovers, Delta State is still in this ball game, only down 7. So we get ready for the second half. Now, players keep your eyes on for the Tigers. It is definitely going to be Kortrick Miles. Kortrick Miles going on to score 11 points early and grabbing 10 boards. And then you got players from Delta State, such as number 5, Brooks, who has 10 points and 8 rebounds, leading his team in both those categories. You got to watch Kortrick Miles because he is known to be a scorer, and you got to have the feeling that he was quiet for a while towards the last bit of that first half, so he's probably going to look to get the scoring element going again. We're going to take a quick break as shoot-around is still going on here. There's 10 minutes left in halftime, and when we come back, I believe Mark's going to go over some of the conference standings and current scores of the games going on. So you're watching Tiger Men's Basketball here in Pruitt Gymnasium on slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here in Livingston, Alabama. We're going to take a look at some halftime scores going on in Rome, Georgia tonight. The first place team in the conference, Union, well, technically not first, they're tied for first with West Alabama. However, they have defeated West Alabama twice this season. So they are ahead in the standings against West Alabama. And they are pulling ahead from Shorter in Rome, Georgia, with 2:15 remaining in the second half. Currently the score is 69-56. Union's leading. And then going on in Cleveland, Tennessee, Christian Brothers and Lee are playing each other. 36-26 right now. Lee leads it. And also just now underway in Huntsville, Alabama,
Mississippi College is beating UAH 5-0 with 18-10 to go in the first half. That is all the games that we have going on today. Last night, West Georgia defeated West Florida 83-81 in a Gulf South Conference game. And then tomorrow night, West Florida will be playing against Spring Hill. That game in Pensacola, Florida in a non-conference GSC game. And then on Saturday, West Alabama will be at home against Mississippi College in a Gulf South Conference game. I am not going to be on the radio. However, Daniel Tully will be giving you play-by-play for the West Alabama women's and men's game against Mississippi College. And so that is your GSC school board update. And we're going to take a look at the women's games and see the ones that have gone final today, as they all have. If we can get a score up. And we can. All right. So West Alabama was defeated by Delta State 71-68. And Union defeated Shorter 74-48. And Union claims their 35th conference regular season title and their 8th Gulf South Conference season title with that win. Very impressive from Union and what they've been able to accomplish in their program. And Lee defeated Christian Brothers in women's basketball 80-63. And then in overtime, Alabama Huntsville defeated Mississippi College 74-73. And that is your GSC Women's Basketball School Board update. I want to give an update for West Alabama Athletics and what we have coming up this weekend. It's a big weekend for Tiger Athletics as we are in February and March. As it always is, a very busy weekend. Today, basketball is the only event going on. And softball tomorrow will be playing at Columbus State against Columbus State. Excuse me, in Columbus, Georgia against Columbus State. First pitch for that game is at 5 p.m. And on Saturday at 8 a.m., the women's tennis team will be playing in the ITA Division II Women's National Team Indoor Championships in Edmond, Oklahoma. They'll be playing against West Florida at 8 a.m. Saturday morning. Still get to play 3 games in Oklahoma on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then softball will be playing at Columbus State at 1 p.m. on Saturday in a doubleheader. Second game of that one will be at 3:30. And baseball will be at home against Young Harris. First pitch for that game is 1 p.m., and that'll be a doubleheader as well. And so women's and men's basketball will be at home against Mississippi College. First pitch for that one is at 2 p.m., tip-off is at 2 p.m. for the women's game, and the men's game will be at 4 o'clock. And so that is your action going on Saturday. And on Sunday, the women's tennis team will be in the second round of the ITA Division II Women's National Team Indoor Championship against someone. They don't know who they'll be playing yet. If they win, they'll advance to the semifinals. And if they lose, they'll play in the loser's bracket. And baseball will be playing Game 3 against Young Harris at 1 p.m. over at Tarp Field. And we will be on Sly 104.9 for that game with you. That'll be Mr. Will Atkinson on the call. Mr. Will will also be on the call for the baseball games on Saturday against Young Harris. He'll have that covered at Tarp Field on our UWA Athletics YouTube live stream. So we've now got about 4 minutes till we begin the second half, so we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we will preview the second half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to Pruitt Hall in Livingston, Alabama. After this game, Delta State will be on the road at Alabama Huntsville on Saturday. Tip-off for that game is 4 p.m. And West Alabama will be at home against Mississippi College. And right now, if Union's about to hold on and get a win at Shorter. They lead at 73, and that game has gone final now. 73-61, Union gets the win. So let's say Union, they won tonight, and let's say West Alabama finishes this game up and they win it. So they get a win against Delta State. And then on Saturday, just speaking hypothetically here, both teams, West Alabama and Union, are 15-4 heading into Saturday. And Union loses to Lee, is who they play at Lee. Lee is third in the conference, so that's a huge game. Let's say Union loses to Lee and West Alabama defeats Mississippi College. Then West Alabama will be the outright Gulf South Conference regular season champions. Now let's say that both teams went out. Let's say Union beats Lee, West Alabama beats Mississippi College and Delta State. Then both teams will share the conference championship. In seeding, Union would be the one seed due to them beating West Alabama twice, but still, West Alabama would get to be Gulf South Conference regular season champions. And now, that's not going to be easy. We've still got to beat Delta State and Mississippi College from the West Alabama perspective, and Union's got to defeat Lee. Lee is very good. West Alabama went up to Lee and got defeated. So, nothing's going to be easy. And we got to get through the second half and get a win here at home against Delta. And if the GSC playoffs started right now, West Alabama would be the 2 seed hosting West Florida in the first round here in Livingston, Alabama. So, go ahead right now, March 1st, mark your calendars to be in Pruitt Hall for the first round of the Gulf South Conference tournament. Because the men will be hosting. That game is at 6 p.m. And if you can't make it, we're going to have the live stream that's going to be on Flow Sports for West Alabama fans. So you'll have to watch it there. As we begin the second half, Tay Smith, top of the arc to Justin Allison. Allison, left side to Allen. Allen hands it off to Miles. He turns around. His jump shot, no good. Rebound goes to Dietrich. Dietrich hands it off to Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg on the right side now. Top of the key, drives in, and a foul's going to be called on Courtrip Miles. That'll be Miles' first personal foul of the game. Miles already has a double-double with 11 points, 10 rebounds. And so Cotton inbounds it to Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg to Dietrich. Left wing to Cartwright. Cartwright at the free throw line. Dribbles. And almost lost it. Got it back. Out to Cotton on the right wing. He pivots to Walker Gregg. The quick three. It's up. No good. Courtrip Miles just came down with his 11th rebound of the game. Miles on the right side. The handoff to Allison. To Allen. Allen, top of the arc, calls out the play. Left side to Smith. Smith on the left wing to Miles. Left short corner. Turns around. He pivots. Inside pass to Allen on the block. He goes up, and he gets a layup to go. 41-32, 19:02 remaining here in the basketball game. We go the other way. Walker Gregg on the left wing. Up top to Cartwright. Cartwright on the block, working against Tay Smith. He turns around. His layup is up, and it's good to make it 41-34. So now Justin Allison crosses midcourt. Top of the arc, hands it off to Allen. Allen on the right wing, dribbles it, left side to Miles. Miles driving in left side, cross court to Smith, the layup, it's up, no good. Rebound controlled by Cartwright. He's going the other way with it on the right wing. He passes it up top to Brooks. He drives left side, backs it back out, resets things here for the Delta State offense. Cartwright to Brooks. Brooks left side. Driving in right side, the spin move, the layup, it's up, it's good, count it, and the foul. Aaron Brooks will head to the line to shoot one. And so Brooks at the foul line, shooting one. CJ Milton to check into the game.
For the Tigers, number one. C.J. Milton.
So C.J. checks in for Robert Davis. Brooks, the free throw, it's up. It's good. 41-37 now. Delta State has made a comeback. And they trail by four. Allison has in the left wing to Smith. Smith dribbles it. The handoff to Allen. Allen. To Melton. Melton, right wing, dribbles it, top of the key. Left side pass to Allison. Left wing, three ball, it's up. No good. Rebound, Tay Smith. Smith goes back up. The layup, no good. Put back by Shadarian Allen. The layup, it's good. 43-37, and now been joined back again by Daniel Tully.
And the Tigers continue to dominate the boards, as seen there, get multiple attempts to get the basket.
Cartwright hands it off to Cotton. Left side to Walker Gregg, right side to Cartwright. Cartwright at the free throw line. Left side to Cotton. Cotton, left wing, driving in against Melton. Stops. Kicks it outside to Cartwright. Cartwright, entry pass, and a foul is going to be called on Shadarian Allen. And that will be the second foul on Shadarian Allen. That's a tough one right there.
You hate to see that because he was so close to getting the clean steal.
So Walker Gregg inbounds it to Brooks. Brooks to Dietrich. Dietrich, looking, hands it off right side to Brooks. Brooks to Cartwright. Cartwright, top of the key, right side now to Brooks. At the free throw line, shot clock at six to Cartwright. Cartwright on the block, goes up, layup, no good, and a late whistle is called. And it'll be on the Tigers, not sure who they called it on. They called on Tay Smith.
But we'll see if the Tiger fan base can get loud here because he is only shooting one for four from the line.
And checking into the game after the first free throw is everybody's favorite, Mr. Calvin Finch. Cartwright misses the next free throw, the first free throw, excuse me. So Cartwright missed the first one. Calvin Finch checks in and Tay Smith checks out.
And, Mark, I spoke to Calvin in between halftime, and he did confirm that that play was made especially for him because he has springs in his shoes.
Allison, top of the key after the missed free throw by Cartwright. Cartwright is 1-for-6 today on free throws. Miles to Finch. Finch, top of the arc, right side to Melton. Melton up top to Miles. Miles brings it back out. The jump shot is going to be blocked by Cartwright. The rebound out to Allison. The three, it's up, and he knocks it down. 43-45-37. They called out a two. And so Cartwright crosses midcourt, top of the key, dribbles it left side, hands it off to Walker Gregg. The three, it's up, it's good. 46-40 now with 16-16 to go in the second half. And Justin Allison, top of the arc, dribbles it left side to Melton. Melton to Finch, top of the arc, right side to Miles. Miles up top to Allison. Allison dribbles it, steps back, the three, it's up, and it's no good. Rebound, Shadarian Allen. He goes up strong, and he gets his layup to go. 48-40, Tiger lead by 8. 15-49 remaining in the ballgame.
I don't know how he got that rebound.
And so Walker Gregg has it right side. Drives in, kicks it to Cartwright. Out to Dietrich, the three, it's up. No good. Rebound, Justin Allison. And Allison gets a high five from Calvin Finch.
That's good luck right there.
That is. Allison on the left side. The handoff to Allen to Finch. Finch, top of the arc, right side to Miles. Miles turns around. The jump shot, it's up. He buries it. 50-40, 10-point Tiger lead.
Mark, you know, if you don't block it, it's going in. So
May as well try.
Miles has got 13 points tonight. Brooks, top of the arc. Right side pass goes to Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg, right side to Brooks. Right short corner. He drives in. He stops. He spins around, working against Allen. Lost ball, picked up by Miles. Miles crosses midcourt, left wing. Driving in, goes up strong. The layup, count it, and the foul. Do they count it?
They should.
They do. 52-40. So, Courtrip Miles will head to the charity stripe to shoot one, and the Tigers are on a 6-0 run as we've got this media timeout. It's a 12-point Tiger lead here at Pruitt Hall. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Fly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
And we're back here in Pruitt Hall where the Tigers lead 52-40. Coming back from the timeout. Courtrick Miles will be at the free throw line. Trying to convert on the and one play. See if he can knock down the extra free throw attempt to make it a 3-point play. Tigers have come out swinging since halftime and look to be in full rhythm and effect. As Miles, who we're not going to say the percentage, but he shoots very well from the free throw line. Because we seem to curse our shooter every time he attempts a free throw and when we say the percentage. And Delta is going to get an easy layup with the backdoor cut as player goes down for the Tigers. Allison's now going to take the ball out. He heads towards half court. Score is 53-42 Tigers as Allison goes to the right wing. Gives it to Calvin. Goes to Miles. Miles hands it to CJ. CJ to Calvin. Poked away. CJ gets the ball back. CJ is going to dribble it down. Drive in the middle. He's going to hand it to Calvin. Calvin hands it to Allen. Allen off the front iron. And it's going to be grabbed by Greg. Greg's going to give it to Cartwright. Cartwright looking. Gives it back to Franklin. Franklin down low to Brooks. Guarded by Miles. They're going to send a double. Franklin's going to get it. Drives in. And he's going to lose it. It's going to be Tigers basketball. Tigers lead by 11, 53-42. 13:41 left in the second half. And on the court, it's going to be CJ. Justin Allison is bringing the ball up. Coach Miles, Calvin Finch, and Shadarian Allen as Justin Allison is at the top of the key now. Goes to the left wing. He's going to give it to CJ at the top of the key. Finch is going to be on the left. He's going to give it to Allen on the right wing. He's thinking about shooting it. Passes it to Allison, who's going to drive in. Passes it in the middle, and Finch is going to be fouled on the shot attempt. Nearly gets the and one. He's going to go to the line for two shots.
And that was a good job by Allison to find Finch there in the paint.
I don't know how he found him. He was in the air. Looked like he was going to try to float it and contorted his body to pass it to Finch, who I thought he was going to dunk it, to be honest with you. But
and Calvin misses the first free throw. So far today, Calvin, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 13 minutes in the game. He's played, 1 steal.
And can we just talk about the rebounding for the Tigers right now, Mark?
33-19.
That is.
As Calvin Finch makes the second free throw, makes the score 54-42. And Robert Davis checks in for Portrait Miles. Lee Cotton inbounds it to Walker Gregg. Going the other way now, Delta State's got it.
They trail by 12 here at Pruitt Hall in Livingston, Alabama. Walker Gregg, top of the key. Dribbles the left side. Working against Melton. Entry pass to Cartwright. On the block. Goes to work against Calvin Finch. Kicks it outside. Walker Gregg, the three. It's up. No good. Rebound, Shadarian Allen.
That was a great contest by Melton.
And Allen gives it to Allison. And Justin Allison walks the ball across the court. Here at home. 12:43 remaining in the basketball game. Calvin Finch, top of the key. Finch to Allison. Allison right side to Allen. Allen right short corner. Being double teamed to Allison. Top of the key. The three. It's up. No good. Rebound goes to Lee Cotton. Lee Cotton to Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg to Cartwright. Left wing. Cartwright passes it. And it's almost picked off by the Tigers, but it wasn't. Brooks has it. Right wing. Shot clock at 19. Brooks drives in. Sets back. The three. It's up. No good. Rebound goes to C.J. Melton. Melton stops, and now he goes, crosses midcourt, and he'll hand it off to Robert Davis on the right side. Davis has it, dribbles it, top of the key to Allison. Allison to Allen in the corner. Allen dribbles in, the jump shot, it's up, no good. Rebound goes to Dietrich for Delta State. Going the other way is Walker Gregg. Walker Gregg on the left side. Drives in, working against C.J. Melton. The layup, it's up. No good. Rebound goes to C.J. Melton. Melton to Allison. Allison crosses midcourt on the right wing. He stops, and he'll reset things here. Top of the key, dribbles in. Lost the ball, picked off by Dietrich. Dietrich on the left wing now. Hands it off to Cotton, top of the arc. Kicks it outside. Up top to Brooks. He steps into a three. It's up, and he knocks that one down. 54-45, 9-point ball game. And so C.J. Melton gives it left side to Robert Davis. Up top to C.J. Melton. Back to Davis. Davis left wing. Top of the key. Left side pass to Melton. Melton, the long two. It's up, and he knocks that one down. So Walker Gregg has it now. Right wing now. 10:50 to go. Walker Gregg, top of the arc. Left wing to Cartwright. Cartwright, left short corner. Spins around. Goes up strong. The layup, it's up and good. Count it and the foul.
And we're going to see if Cartwright can get anything going at the free throw line, as he's one of six tonight after this timeout.
And we've got immediate timeout. West Alabama leads Delta State here in Livingston, Alabama, 56-47 with 10:43 to go in the ballgame. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online. Studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall Gymnasium here on the campus of West Alabama. West Alabama leads Delta State 56-47 with 10:43 to go here in the ballgame. On the court now for the Tigers, it consists of Robert Davis, C.J. Melton, T. Smith, Kevin Hill, and Courtrick Miles. And for Delta State, it is Dietrich, Latch, number 23, Brooks, Cartwright, and Cotton. The free throw by Cartwright is up and no good. Rebound is controlled by Kevin Hill. And he gives it to Davis. Cartwright is 1-for-7 from the free throw line. Davis, right side to Hill. Hill, right wing. Gives it to Melton, top of the arc. Melton, top of the key, right side to Kevin Hill. To Davis, drives in. He goes up, the layup, it's good. 58-47 after the made layup by Robert Davis. Felt like he hung in the air for about 4 seconds there.
He definitely has some lift on his jump.
Cotton, left wing. Driving in, gives it left side to Cartwright, and Cartwright tried to slam it home, but he couldn't do it. So he rebound is picked up by C.J. Milton. He's got it left side. I think Cartwright might should have just gone for the layup there.
I don't think he can get anything to fall within the arc.
Milton up top to Davis. Davis, top of the key. Right side to Miles, right short corner. He drives in. Reverse layup, it's up. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it will be Delta basketball.
Miles got blocked by the rim there, unfortunately.
He did. So, Brooks up top to Cartwright. Right side to Latch up top. And it's stolen by Kevin Hill. He's driving in. He goes up for the layup. It's up and good. 60-47, 13-point Tiger lead. And so Cartwright top of the arc now for Delta. He dribbles it right side. He lobs it into Brooks. Brooks, right short corner, pivots, drives in, spins around. Offensive charge called on Aaron Brooks. What a job by C.J. Melton to step in and take that charge.
And, Mark, there comes a sense of perfect timing, and I'm not going to call it flopping, but even acting, knowing when to feel that contact and just to let it ride. And that's what you saw there when C.J. perfectly was stood in there and took the contact, and that is what's going to result in a charge every time.
C.J. Milton, top of the key for West Alabama. He dribbles it right side, up top to Tay Smith. Smith looking, right side to C.J. Milton. Milton, right side to Davis. Davis on the right short corner, spins around on the right block, spins around, the layup, it's up, no good, but he is fouled. So he'll head to the line to shoot a pair at the charity stripe. And so Robert Davis sets in at the free throw line.
And you talk about a hard defensive assignment. Robert Davis is the very definition of that. As he is, for his size, he has just the bounce of a kangaroo and the muscle of a bear.
Robert Davis made the first one. Second one's up, and it's good. You just comparing him to a bear?
As strong as a bear, yes. He bullies these smaller guards that are his size.
Robert Bear Davis, I like it. Cartwright drives in. The layup, it's up, and it's good. 62-49, 8:31 to go.
So Cartwright just broke the myth that we thought he couldn't make anything inside the free throw line.
C.J. Milton has it left wing. Up top to Tay Smith, right side to Robert Davis. Up top to Smith. Smith, the three ball, it's up. No good. Rebound goes to Cartwright. Cartwright now has got 5 rebounds and 5 assists. We're picking on him, but he is very good at basketball. Brooks in the corner, the three, it's up. Miles the rebound.
That's his 12th rebound.
Miles going the other way now. He's got 16. Kevin Hill, left side to Davis. To Milton, left wing. Milton to Miles. Miles, left wing. He pivots, steps back. The jump shot, it's up, and he knocks that one down. Can you hand him the GSC Player of the Year yet?
I mean, I would if I had the power.
Walker Gregg hands it off to Cartwright. Cartwright on the block, being double-teamed. Kicks it outside, right wing to Walker Gregg. He drives in, spins around, out to Cotton. Cotton, left wing. He backs it out, resets things here. Shot clock at 12. Drives in, the layup, it's up, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it will be Delta basketball.
And I'm not sure how the shot clock is. I thought the shot clock got reset at some point during that, but I'm not quite sure.
And so that brings us to our under 8 media timeout with 7:14 to go. West Alabama leads Delta State 64-49. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on SLY 1049.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here in Livingston, Alabama. Right now, West Alabama leads Delta State 64-49. We've got 7:14 remaining. And so the second batch of NCAA regional rankings came out on Wednesday. And we're going to pull those up here and go over the South region. So right now, Nova Southeastern number one, Embry-Riddle number two, University of Tampa third, Miles four, Barry fifth, Union six, West Alabama seven. You want to be in the top six if you want to make the NCAA tournament. And three of the six teams are automatic qualifiers from the South region of the GSC Conference, the SIAC Conference, and the Sunshine State Conference. So you want to be in the top six. And really, if you're West Alabama, you just want to win your conference tournament. You just want to win out. Cartwright on the right short corner, shot clock at 17. Cartwright on the block, spins around, the layup blocked by Calvin Finch. C.J. Melton the rebound, and he'll slow things down now for the Tigers. Melton in the corner, Hill pump fakes up to Melton. Melton on the right wing, left side to Robert Davis. Davis left wing to Miles in the left short corner. Miles pivots, drives in, spins around, pump fakes again. Being double teamed, gives it to Finch. Finch goes up, shot clock at two. Rebound goes to Lee Cotton, to Cartwright, to Walker Gregg on the right wing. To Cartwright. Right wing, drives in, goes behind his back. The layup, my goodness. What a play. Cartwright went behind his back for the layup. Makes it 64-51. Davis, left wing. Cross-court pass to Hill, up to Melton. Melton drives in to Davis, left wing, and he drives in, and he'll be fouled. And they get number two, Malik Cartwright, and that is his second foul. Foul trouble for Delta is not really much of anything, but Brooks has got three and Cartwright has two.
And Mark, you can kind of enjoy a clean called game where there's not a whole lot of fouls interfering with the play.
Miles, left short corner, drives in, the layup, no good, but he is fouled. So he'll hit to the line to shoot two. And I believe they got Cartwright again. And they did. So that is now his third foul. So he went from one foul to three fouls.
I think he's going to get subbed out.
Miles, the free throw, it's up, it's good. 65-51. Cartwright checks out. And number 21, Zamari Minter checks in for Delta. Miles, the second free throw, it's up, it's good. 66-51, 6:02 remaining in the game.
And with that basket, Cortrick Miles continues and adds to his amazing numbers of 20-point games this season.
Brooks, left wing. Hands it off to Dietrich, left wing three, it's up, no good. Rebound goes into the hands of no one as it goes out of bounds. And they'll say Delta State basketball.
We're starting to get the sense that Delta State is beginning to get a little bit desperate here, just putting up threes off the dribble behind screens.
Walker Gregg, entry pass to Brooks on the right block, working against C.J. Melton. Shot clock at 13. He kicks it outside to Dietrich, back to Brooks. Brooks, right corner, the three, it's up. No good. Rebound, Cortrick Miles. Miles coming the other way with it. Crossing midcourt on the right wing. He's driving baseline. He stops. The floater, it's up. It's good. 68-51, 5:22 to go.
He has the ability to take that coast to coast, and you really can't do anything besides put a hand up.
And head coach Mike Ninivar wants a timeout, and that's what he'll get. West Alabama leads 68-51 with 5:17 to go here in the second half. So we're going to stay here during this timeout, I believe. We'll just stay here, and we'll kind of talk about these Division II South Regional rankings. So these are updated through games through February 20th. All right, and today it's February 24th, so you've had some Gulf South Conference games going final, and you've had some Sunshine State Conference games going final. But as they are, Nova Southeastern in first. They're perfect with 20-0 record. Embry-Riddle, 20-6, and they were defeated last night against Florida Southern. And then the University of Tampa, 15-8, they were defeated last night to St. Leo by about 25 or so. And then you've got Miles out of the SIAC, and they're 19-3. And then you have Barry, 14-7. They won last night. And then you have Union in the Gulf South Conference. They're 19-5. They won today. And then you have West Alabama at 16-5 in seventh place. And then Rollins in eighth with a 12-12 record. Florida Southern, 14-13. And Morehouse with 17-6 record behind the Tigers. So that's your Division II South Regional rankings. And we're unsure if we'll get another one before the actual bracket is released. But we move on to this game. Walker Gray got it left wing. He gives it up top to Minter. Minter looking. Dribbles it right side. The entry pass to Brooks. Great defense by C.J. Melton. Forces it to go out of bounds.
Well, C.J. is getting some big minutes as only 2 points, but 8 rebounds, an assist. And he's been all over the defensive side of things.
Walker Gregg gets it to Dietrich in the corner. The quick jump shot, no good. Rebound goes into the hands of Robert Davis.
Robert Bear Davis.
Robert the Bear Davis.
He grabbed it with his paws.
Davis, top of the key, left side to Hill. Hill to Davis. Davis dribbles it to Miles. Miles at the free throw line to Hill, left wing, entry pass to Finch, turnaround, jump shot, it's up, no good, rebound goes to Delta State, and a foul is going to be called on Calvin Finch, I believe, and that's right, that's a tough one for Calvin.
They didn't quite get to the ball fast enough.
And that is his second foul on the evening.
Cartwright's going to check back in for Delta.
So Walker Gregg crosses midcourt, top of the key, right side to Cartwright. Cartwright, left side to Walker Gregg. He dribbles, top of the key, left side to Cotton in the corner. The three, it's up, no good. Rebound goes to Quarter Miles. Miles' 14th rebound in this game.
He is filling up the score sheet right now.
Davis has it, top of the key. He dribbles it, gives it to Hill, right wing, to Miles. Miles in the corner, looking. Cross-court pass to Melton on the left wing. He gives it to Davis. Davis, left corner, shot clock at 4. Davis driving in at 3. The layup, it's going to be blocked, but he is fouled. And they get number 25, Keelan Dietrich, with the foul. And that brings us to the under 4 media timeout. So we will take a short break. As West Alabama leads Delta State 68-51 with 3:50 to go in the ballgame. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
to Fruitt Hall as West Alabama leads Delta State 68-51. On the court for the Tigers, Robert Davis, C.J. Melton, Kaven Hill, Calvin Finch, and Quarter Miles. So Robert Davis, the first free throw is up, and it's no good. Tigers tonight, 7-for-9 from the free throw line. And we're not going to say the percentage, but usually they shoot pretty well. Second one's up, and it's good. 69-51, 3:50 to go. West Alabama leads it. Walker Gray crosses midcourt on the right wing. Dribbles it, stops, left side to Dietrich, takes the pass, left side, stolen by Kaven Hill. Hill hands it off to Robert Davis. What a performance by the Tigers. After getting absolutely destroyed by Union on Saturday, bouncing back like this against Delta State has been very impressive to me.
And some of the numbers that stick out are, like, right now, the Tigers, I don't think I've seen this many field goal attempts ever. With 63, now 64, now 65 field goal attempts. And it's all possible because of the 42, yes, you hear right, 42 rebounds by the Tigers.
As Delta State gets the layup to go to make it 69-53 with 2:57 to go in the game. Now we're going the other way with it. C.J. Melton crosses midcourt. Top of the key, right side to Davis. Davis on the right wing. Dribbles it to Miles. Top of the arc, the three, it's up. No good. Rebound controlled by Delta State. Cotton going the other way. Gives it to Cartwright on the right wing. Cartwright on the block. And now a foul is called on Quartrick Miles.
Quartrick Miles, his second team seven.
His second personal foul. So Cartwright. Today, he is 1-for-7 from the free throw line, and since I said that, I bet he makes it. No, he doesn't. He misses it. The rebound goes out of bounds, but it stays Delta State basketball. And the crowd here does not like that call. Coach Woodruff, especially. As Walker Gregg sets to inbound it, and he does to Cartwright on the right short corner. Cartwright goes to work against Calvin Finch. Cartwright backing down the post. Turns around. Kicks it out to Walker Gregg. The three, it's up. No good. Rebound goes to C.J. Melton. Melton has it for the Tigers, and he's giving it to Robert Davis on the right wing. Davis brings it back out. Resets things here. So Robert Davis gives it to Miles. Miles, top of the arc. He pivots. Pivots again. Shot clock at 3. Miles driving in left side. The layup, it's up, and it's good. 71-53, and that might be the icing on the cake. With a minute 46, Tigers lead by 18. And we've got substitutions going from
everybody. They're going to clear the bench here as this game is good as over. This is the first time I think I've seen the bench being cleared here at home for the Tigers, as the Tigers have a commanding 18-point lead.
So for West Alabama, Kaven Hill, Bubakar Kamisoko in the game, Bryce Martin in the game, C.J. Melton in the game, and Tim Smith in the game. We will go over Delta State's here momentarily as Jenkins has it right side for Delta. Top of the key, the left side pass. Back to Jenkins. Top of the arc, driving right side. The floater, it's up. No good. Rebound controlled by Kamisoko. So for Delta State, it's number one. No, it's not. It's number 31, Damon Franklin. Number 23, Austin Latch. Tay Smith, back to Kamisoko, right side. Entry pass to Martin on the block. Martin kicks it out to Kamisoko, to Smith. He fakes a pass. He shoots a three. Let it fly, big fella. 74-53. 1 minute to go.
Jenkins crosses midcourt, gives it top of the arc to Franklin. Franklin driving in, kicks it outside the latch. The three, it's up. No good. Rebound goes to C.J. Melton on the left wing.
And they're going to start using up all this shot clock and dribble this ball game out.
Sakami Soko, top of the arc. And West Alabama is going to get a great Gulf South Conference bounce back win here at home. With 30 seconds remaining, Tigers lead by 21. Kami Soko has it, driving in left side, spins around to Martin. Martin with the flush, 76-53, 22 seconds to go. Pruitt Hall has lost its mind. Delta State's got it. On the left wing, Franklin has it. And almost stolen. It is stolen by West Alabama. C.J. Melton has it. At 6, at 5, at 4, top of the arc. Coach Woodruff says to hold it, and he does. And West Alabama gets a big win here at home over Delta State in a Gulf South Conference basketball game. West Alabama on the season improves to 22-5 and 15-5, 15-4 in Gulf South Conference play. Delta State drops to 10-15 overall and 9-10 in Gulf South Conference play. And so West Alabama gets the big win here at home. They close the game on a 12-2 run over the last 6 minutes. And a 7-0 run over the last minute 50. So
I think everybody was very happy with the ball game tonight here in Livingston.
I would agree with that. As West Alabama again gets the win here against Delta State, 76-53. We appreciate you listening on Sly 104.9, as well as our UWA Athletics YouTube live stream. So West Alabama gets to win 76-53 over Delta State in a Gulf South Conference game. On Monday, if the Tigers win, they'll at least clinch a share of the Gulf South Conference regular season championship.